Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
The 2021 Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Ranch Rodeo set for August 20th and 21st at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie. 12 ranches, 5 events, 1 goal. Cowboys helping kids as proceeds support Children's Hospital Foundation. Once again, the presenting sponsor of the 37th Ranch Rodeo, your Oklahoma Ford dealers. Learn more at OklahomaCattlemen.org. Order Ranch Rodeo tickets at LazyE.com or call 800-595-RIDE, 800-595-RIDE. The OCA Ranch Rodeo, August 20th and 21st.
Well, today's live cattle and feeder cattle market, we're in the green. The August live's up 80 at 124.05. The high today was 124.62. The highest level since the middle of June, which back then on the August live cattle on June the 16th, we went up to 125.77. So about $1.50 or so off of that high. And but we are within striking distance as the market rolls up here. The next month out, October, 128.97, and out in April, 140.15, up 32 cents. The feeders are anywhere from 30 to 47 higher, with August up 30 at 159.20. So they were up as well, but not quite as much as where the live cattle were. And really, the exact same, almost 4 days now, or 5 days, I guess, the exact same trade on the August feeders. The lean hogs were up 40 in August, but down a buck 25 in the October. So the August is the highest. Out in December, just 4 months later, they're 83. So way big difference between the August and December live lean hogs. Box beef was up slightly here at 288.74. Select up 260. The choice was up 290, so about $3 higher. They've been on a run here. Looks like we're going to have some 121 and 122 cash trade in the South.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Express Ranches wants to invite you to the big event. The big event is the annual production sale of Express Ranches, the nation's largest seed stock operation. It'll be happening Friday and Saturday, August 20th and 21st at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Over 600 head will sell starting 1 o'clock Friday afternoon, August 20th, and then 11 a.m. on Saturday, August 21st. The big event sale continues. For details, go to expressranches.com. That's expressranches.com.
Today's grain futures market were mixed here. The wheat, the weakest across the board. Chicago down anywhere from 4 to 7 cents. The Kansas City wheat down 10 to 13 cents. And then Minneapolis, 13 to 16 cents lower. That Minneapolis, which has been the strongest over the last 3 or 4 months, is now kind of the weakest on the grain futures. The beans today were 5 to 11 higher, with November up 6 at 13.25. They were higher all morning and then got weaker actually midday before rallying back. So hopefully that'll have some follow through buying tomorrow for those beans. And then corn was anywhere from 4 to 5 cents lower. The ethanol production report was a little bit larger than expected, about 1.01 million barrels a day or gallons a day of ethanol production. It's been hovering right in there, and that's also pre-COVID level. So the several factors, I guess, is the crude oil is actually at a relatively high price, and that's also giving a little bit of better margins for the ethanol producer. But they're crusted just over a million, or producing just a million gallons a day. The Dow Jones selling off here. It's down about 277 in the Dow. The S&P is down 12 cents. Crude oil is down for about the third day in a row. It's down $2.50, right at $68 per barrel.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.